Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bit of It Show.
Se la musica è da sempre il tuo mondo e ti basta un microfono per sentirti libero, se sei nato con l'iPod e per te la radio non si sintonizza ma si clicca, se per te è una professione o magari è solo un gioco e non importa cosa, ma hai sempre qualcosa da raccontare. Se questa volta vuoi far sentire la tua voce, allora Spreaker è la radio che cercavi, dove lo show sei tu.
Tocca a lei, venga da
me. Buongiorno.
Lei è?
Marco Percucci.
Sì?
Marco Percucci, quello del Bit of It Show, in onda su Spreaker. Presente, no?
No.
Ah.
Cos'è?
Ah, una breve rubrica di un quarto d'ora dove si alternano un po' di chiacchiere nerd e buona musica. Carino, no?
Da dove vieni?
Rimini.
Ecco, ci tu.
Grazie. Tutti martedì e giovedì sera alle 18.30 del Bit of It Show in diretta su Spreaker. Nel 2010 l'Italia passa al digitale. 18 milioni di italiani stanno per ricevere una radio con tanti programmi in più, oltre a quelli di sempre. Più intrattenimento, più musica, più informazione, più minchiate. Con il vantaggio che anche tu ora potrai perdere più tempo durante l'orario di lavoro. E tutto in un unico ambiente digitale, gratuito e facile da usare. Noi ci siamo, vieni anche tu su Spreaker.com.
That's in the content production. Welcome to Derek by Black Hat Radio. Little Bit Show. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. 9:22 a.m. Pacific time.
See you in the year 2000. Good night.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I am that's the Victor Prefer, Public Mission National, Matalangara Network, and of course, JPNK by Black Talk Radio, provided by Commerce Incorporated. Today, everybody, like I said, guest I seen the posting yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Yesterday. Pertaining to the show of Black Talk Radio by Public Mission National. 18 hours ago, soon it was posted. So, it says, basically, the reason why this show here today is basically pertaining to the reason why the public is blaming me for fraud. That's the case we have here. The explanation on why the FBI monitored Johnson Eastgate Shield Curtain Zoo Files, and the, we're talking about basically the movie of The Angel and Me, which is also being noted. The explanation on why I am being blamed for tax fraud is because I have the original tax documents. The reason why they're blaming me for tax fraud is because they're jealous. I have the original tax information, which is all federalized through the United States federal government, notified by the IRS, Internal Revenue Service. These both companies are multinational corporations and are noted as such. Once again, the reason why I am being blamed for tax fraud is because I had the tax ID numbers in my possession, which I had ordered on behalf from the federal government. So, is the reason why they're blaming me. So, and they're jealous because I have the originals. They're jealous because I have the evidence for the court case, and they're jealous because I am responding the way I am because I am who I am. ESTPS, Electronic Fund Transfer, basically is what we use for payment purposes. And being that it is intergovernmental, it's as subjects to the other standards by the federal government, which includes the elite. So it's the reason why they're trying to target me for tax fraud when I have the original. IRS is aware of this. DHS is aware of this. Because I do have the originals and it's showing them on video multiple times is the reason why they're trying to target me. So, in reality, the people who stole my mail are the ones that I committed fraud. The explanation on why the FBI monitor Johnson State jail court in Sioux Falls, South Dakota is because of the mail theft, them blaming me for tax fraud when I have the originals, and them trying to discredit me when I have the originals, the original court cases, the two court case numbers from Marty Jockey, State of South Dakota, and the information that was sent to me by a fax from Marty Jockey, as well as when he was sent it through the mail. The purpose of this is basically to get the people aware of why the public is doing what they're doing and not to target what they're doing illegally. So, the reason why they are doing what they're doing here is because they're either jealous or they're racist and hateful. Most likely it's a combination. Sioux Falls Police Department was called multiple times to my location. And on the aspects of this situation, and due to the fact that several of the neighbors are a little racist, is because the Sioux Falls Police Department has been called. I did talk to the police once before. I did notify them prior to any of these events happening that I have the originals, I am in control of the business, and which Johnson State's neighbors of my roommate does not. So is the reason why Sioux Falls Police Department was notified prior to anything that's happening. So, and due to the fact that Sioux Falls Police Department is not saying anything, is because, one, they've been monitoring. They know the FBI has been monitoring, so they've been going off of what the FBI was saying, as well as I have, is the reason why they're not saying anything. So, later on, I did actually got notice and notes from my roommate stating that the FBI is in the trailer court as a mobile command, monitoring, listening, and watching. Several United States Postal Services workers got fired because my mail is being stolen and being to the fact that BMI never paid. Wells Fargo got sued over this issue. Wells Fargo knows that the public had to do what they did. So, being to the fact that Wells Fargo got sued is cause of concern for the fraud is the reason why that was submitted like it was. It was nothing to do against me. It was against the public, basically. So, in the long run, basically stating that the issue of this whole case, referring back to the allegations of why the public is blaming for tax fraud, is because I have the originals and they don't. That's the reason why they're blaming me. Now, let's, other part of this program, I don't know how much time we have here. We got 20 minutes left. Let's see, we're going to go into the topic of the movie here, of The Angel and Me. It's on hold currently. Thanks to the fact that the public did want me to lose my license with Broadcasters Incorporated, and I had submitted that on their behalf last week. So you can listen to my previous program on that and see if you look at the photos. The movie The Angel and Me is basically based on my life and who I am, based on reality, truth, in my life story from 2008 through today and through the future. The movie is basically pertaining to me and all the events that happened throughout me. I do have a friend who's secretly following me, of which whom they know who they are. And basically, what I do is basically put out on Twitter all the updates basically pertaining to them or about the movie. But thanks to the fact that the public didn't let me license any longer through BMI is the reason why I put my 6 month notice into BMI. I was already fully licensed through the company of Multilingual Network, of which Multilingual Radio Network was the one who owned the license at the time. But thanks to the fact that BMI didn't pay the royalties, and due to the fact that the public didn't want me licensed, is because the reason why I had submitted my recognition, my six-month recognition. So later down the road, I think it was last week or this weekend, I had submitted the information from FedEx. FedEx is the one who originally delivered the package to me. Broadcast Business Incorporated, stating that they had acknowledged my departure. So, it was actually a company who owned the content, Multilingual Network, which is a multinational corporation. And thanks to the fact that the bank fraud, going back to the topic, happened through Wells Fargo, which I have not received a package from Wells Fargo due to the fact that my mail being stolen, is the reason why this whole thing is the way it is. I quit working for BMI because BMI wouldn't pay me the royalties. That's why I quit working for BMI. And due to the fact that the situation with the mail carriers, Edward Oz did quit working for the United States Postal Service due to the allegations of sex offender charges, and the other mail carrier quit because of him being blamed for mail theft. That's the reason why he quit. That's why the reason why they both quit. Either that or they got fired. So back to the topic of The Angel and Me, basically the movie, like I said, is based on me, my life, and who I am. It's basically about the movie, what the movie is about. Being noted by Universal and Toho, Universal NBC, and Toho of Japan. International Video Tokyo is what I own by YouTube, which I had noticed. Which everybody noticed. The first 13 minutes of the movie is actually up and noticed. There has since been some subsequent scenes in there noted as well and part of this movie. For the Truth Seekers, the program for the Truth Seekers has been noted and will also most likely be tied with the movie. The two episodes of Shonaino by YouTube on International Video Tokyo is also part of the movie. We did pick only one episode for the movie, and that episode is the one that made the final cut. Being to the fact that there is going to be martial law declared due to the war, or the impending war of World War III, which is also going to be a part of the movie. It's also going to be noted. I'm widely recognized worldwide on all seven continents, including Antarctica. I am the owner, CEO of Real Plug International and Multilingual Network, given to me by the Internal Revenue Service IRS and noted by the Intergovernmental of ESTPS, Payment Services. Dated on the third day of August 2015 at 9:35 a.m., Pacific time. Our clocks are set to Pacific time for a reason, due to the fact that HQ back in California. The movie The Angel and Me, this does have music in it. Much of the music in there is basically noted through the orchestra music for the movie. Only thing that's not noted in the movie are concerts. Only thing that's not noted in the movie is performances. And only thing that's not noted in the movie is the pop music which was produced. There will be no concerts scheduled, and all concerts are canceled indefinitely without further notice. The reason why the concerts have been canceled is due to the fact that I have not received any payments via Multilingual Network from BMI. That's the reason why I have put my 6 months notice in. Aina Semimiko Kimikatu has sat, noted, made notes, and exposed all the events up to date. 12 minutes in the program. And another thing too, I'll give you guys a little secret here as well. I did get a hold of John Walsh in part of this whole thing. And he has been monitoring everybody. He's in part of this program. He is in part of the investigation. Due to the fact of the situation with the state of South Dakota and their public. Along with BMI. Committing tax fraud, murder, spying illegally, without a warrant, and trying to lie to the police is uncalled for. Lying to federal agents as well is uncalled for. This company does have a zero tolerance policy. Is the reason why the team has seen many people just get arrested. Eleven minutes in the program. This program is being provided by Curvescent Incorporated via Block Talk Radio, produced by Natsumikatu, talk show Natsumikatu by me. Little Bit Show for the Truth Seekers. Copyright 2012 at approximately 9:19 a.m. on August 3rd, 2015. So go check out the Twitter page or the Twitter feed. You can look up at the, give it a hashtag Republic Media, or you can go to the at symbol and look up WPMINTWORLD for all the updates by Republic Media International and Multilingual Network. You can also go to WPMINT.TwilightParadox.com. You can also see the updates there as well. Now, I'm going to be honest with you guys here as well. Now, I'll make this clear to you. I know who my people are, and I know how they act around me. What I had witnessed last night is uncalled for. You are not my people, and my people will not do that. basically what my people will do is they'll show up anonymously. That's what many people will do. Many of my people will do. What I had witnessed last night, like I said, is uncalled for and was noted. What you had said, or what people had said, is basically they're trying to say that they're trying to protect me. My people will not say that. They will just show up and do it. There's four people who actually talk to me, and they're a lot taller than me. 6 foot or higher. African descent. As I said before, what I witnessed last night was uncalled for. 8 minutes in the program. Without further ado, if there's anything on other topics to talk about, anything like that, I'll be closing the program here. Got in touch with three of the topics here, basically. So, any questions, any concerns, you know how to hit look us up. WPMINTWORLD. For Twitter, or you can use the hashtag at the Real Public Media. Or you can use my Twitter. Look up the name Janice Orpo. Without further ado, no phone calls coming in, no notes. We will be closing out the program. Arigato.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bitovit Show.
Se la musica è da sempre nel tuo mondo, e ti basta un no per farti libero. Se sei nato con l'iPod e per te la radio non si sintonizza, ma si clicca. Se per te è una professione, o magari è solo un gioco, e non importa cosa, ma hai sempre qualcosa da raccontare. Se questa volta vuoi far sentire la tua voce, allora Spreaker è la radio che cercavi, dove lo show sei tu.
Tocca a lei, venga avanti.
Uno, lei è?
Marco Percucci.
Sì?
Marco Percucci, quello del Vita Beat Show, in onda su Spreaker. Presente, no?
No.
Ah, una breve rubrica di un quarto d'ora dove si alternano grene e buona musica. Carina.
Eccoci.
Grazie. Tutti martedì e giovedì sera alle 18:30. Show. Certo, su Spreaker.
Nel 2010 l'Italia passa al digitale. 18 milioni di italiani stanno per ricevere una radio con tanti programmi in più, oltre a quelli di sempre. Più intrattenimento, più musica, più informazione, più micchiate. Con il vantaggio che tu ora potrai avere più tempo durante l'orario di lavoro. E tutto in un unico ambiente digitale, gratuito e facile da usare. Noi ci siamo, vieni anche tu su Spreaker.com.
This is a production for the Little Bit Show. Copyright 2012-2015 Universal, a network of multilingual radio group in association with the United Nations, a service of World Public Media International, a part of WC47 San Francisco and Conversant, owned by Universal Pictures, Universal Music Enterprise. Email marketing by asia.com and usa.com. All rights reserved.